I'm really pleased today. We've got a really nice guest, Mr. Netzer Jack. He's got a Master of Science in Renewables. He's a Bachelor of Engineering. He's doing his MBA at Warwick. And there's no better person to explain to us how we can save the planet, keep the buildings functional and looking great. Netzer, welcome.
Hi, guys. Hi, Rod. How are you doing? One of the key things we're going to see, especially with building regulations and design going forward, to help us meet those net zero targets that have been set by the government and all the other various bodies, is each building, I think, going forward now will have to look at how can they be self-sufficient in terms of the energy that they use. My honest point is, net zero can be achieved, but we are way off. We will have to see a massive change in the way we live, in the way we design our systems, and in the way they operate. In setting these goals, you need to be speaking to the experts who operate these buildings, who set the design guidelines to ensure that, you know, we're on the right track, or we have the capability and the capacity to implement these things in such a short space of time. 10 years is not a long time. The Chrysler building in New York, that landlord at the time, Tishman Speyer, they're very innovative in terms of making their buildings energy efficient, which led to making the buildings more attractive for the clients that they want to attract to occupy these buildings. With the whole net zero piece, that is one of the things that is going to be our biggest challenge, that design, but also maintaining that iconic building stock.
Thank you again, Netzer. I hope you can join us again sometime. For you listening, if you like what you're hearing, subscribe to the podcast and see you on the next episode. Thanks again. Bye for now.